Friends, please be seated as we pray. Father, we just sung that we would have our minds and our hearts open to see the wonder of your plans. And maybe this morning see the beauty and the depth and the glory that you prepare for those who love you through Christ your Son. Help us, Lord, to receive your word and that it might bear fruit in us this morning. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, friends, thank you so much to those who just sung that through with us and for us. Lily, thank you for reading. We just had read for us by Lily, haven't we, that Jesus is explaining to us something of what the kingdom of God is like. And I think the return of Jesus, that moment when he comes to renew the whole earth, is something that is just so amazing that it is not really something that is possible to put into human language. And so what Jesus does is he uses all sorts of pictures, all sorts of parables in order to help us understand. And probably the most common way in which Jesus speaks about this, in fact the way the whole Bible speaks about this, what the kingdom of God is like, is by likening it to this huge feast, right? To this big banquet, a great big party. And what God is saying to us here is that our hope for the future, our hope as believers for what he will do, is not, my dear friends, to be sat on some cloud playing a harp for all eternity. Right? That sounds pretty boring if you ask me. Now, our Christian hope is a party. Our Christian hope is a celebration with Jesus, with his people, that lasts forever. Now, the passage that we just have read for us begins with a verse that I think is so good that I wondered this morning whether we could take the time together to learn it. What do you think? Yeah? Let's learn it. Right. Okay, I'm going to move this alongside here. And this is all very seamless, isn't it? Oh, that's not very seamless. Don't worry, we'll sort those back out. Am I on here, Stuart? Now, this is what we're learning. And in order to kind of sweeten the deal a little bit, there is Haribo in the mixer for anybody who manages to learn this memory verse, okay? So what we'll do is we'll start off by saying the verse together. I hope you can see it from where you're sat. It's not too far, is it? Are you ready? Say it with me. Blessed is the one who will eat at the feast of the kingdom of God. Luke 14, verse 15. I'll tell you what, why don't we try that one more time? Are you ready together? Blessed is the one who will eat at the feast of the kingdom of God. Luke 14, verse 15. Now, I'm going to try something which will really, really test you. And we'll see how we go. Okay, so, let's take that, let's take that. Do you think we can do it now? Should we give it a go? Right, are you ready? All together? Blessed is the one who will eat at the feast of the kingdom of God. Luke 14, verse 15. Now, I'm just going to take that one out, and I'm going to take that one out. And I wonder if anybody is brave enough, in exchange for a Haribo, to see if they know what the memory verse is. Any hands up? Right, Mason, my main man, the spotlight is on you. For a Haribo, are you ready?
Blessed is the one who eats at the feast of the kingdom of God, Luke 14, verse
15. Oh! Anybody want to have a go? You any good? Oh, fantastic, right. Anybody else want to have a go? Teddy, go on then, are you ready? We haven't been practicing, I don't know. Go on, have we? I think there's still more mileage in this. Oh my goodness. How about that? Okay, who wants to have a go? And look, even if grown-ups like Haribo too, you're allowed to. Right, I see a hand up back there. Right, let's have a go. Tasha.
Blessed is the one who eats at the feast of the kingdom of God.
Are you ready? That's enough. To me and tell me the memory verse successfully, you get to marry them. Okay? Let's say it all together. Are you ready? Blessed is the one who will eat at the feast of the kingdom of God. Luke 14, verse 15. Fantastic. Blessed indeed. Do you know the word blessed literally just means happy? The person who will eat at the feast of the kingdom of God is immensely happy because it is going to be a joy that lasts forever. But like every good party, the invitations to the party have to go out from the host, don't they? And do you know what? As we gather here this morning, we're in Denton, aren't we? Do you know that the world is bigger than Denton? It is. The boundaries of the world extend bigger than Denton. And all over the world right now, people are receiving this invitation. And that invitation to this party, it is going out here in this building this morning. And the invitation to the celebration of Jesus, it runs a little bit like this. Jesus died to take away every wrong thing that you have ever done. Jesus rose again in glory so that you might live with him forever. And Jesus welcomes you, whoever you are this morning, into his party, into his family, to be a part of it. And you know what? The best thing about it is that entry into this celebration is completely and utterly free. Because like any good host, he has paid the price for each and every one of us. But you know what? Like every invitation to any party, what do you have to do before you can go? Go on, Kerry. Well, you have to be invited. We've been invited, but what do you have to do?
Accept.
You have to accept the invitation, don't you? That's why birthday invites always say RSVP, don't they? You need to accept the invitation to this party. To say, yes, Jesus, I want you. I want to be with you forever. That is an indispensable part of the good news of Jesus, that it comes to us. But we need to receive it. We need to accept it. We need to say yes to Jesus. But oh, my friends, the excuses that we heard in our passage, that we heard in our drama. So we had Sarah, we had Lucy, we had Paul. Put your hand up if you think that those were good excuses. Put your hand up if you think those were good excuses. Paul needed to go to IKEA, didn't he?
Yeah?
He had no time for the king. Now look, maybe sometimes that is a good excuse. Because look, sometimes we simply do just need to go to IKEA, don't we? It's true, it happens. But what if somebody offered you a ticket, a free ticket to go and see the World Cup final? Right? Would going to IKEA be a good excuse in that situation? Stuart, would it be a good excuse for you going to IKEA if you got free tickets and a free flight to go and see this, right? A box. It wouldn't be a great excuse, would it? What if you got backstage passes to go and see, I don't know, Ed Sheeran? Backstage passes, and you got to hang with Ed afterwards. Would it be a good excuse then? What if you got free tickets and the flight and the hotel and everything booked to Disneyland Paris? Would it be a good excuse then? I'm really sorry, I need to go to IKEA. It wouldn't be a great excuse, would it? But now imagine King Jesus, the King of the universe. He invites you to happiness with him that lasts forever. Any excuse, right? No matter what that excuse is, it would be bonkers, wouldn't it, to offer up any kind of excuse when you've received that kind of invitation. But my friends, there are people who reject that invitation, did you know? excuses might we make in the building this morning? Do you know what, Jesus, that sounds good, but I'm just a bit too busy. I'm a bit too busy with this particular hobby. I'm a bit too busy with perhaps making this other particular person happy. Those excuses, they only make sense if we don't understand what it is that we're potentially missing out on. Friends, what we're being offered is to know Jesus and to have joy and happiness that lasts forever. And Jesus invites you this morning. It is a free invite. The host has paid the price for you. And so if you're sat here this morning and you don't know whether you've received that invitation of Jesus to say to him, yes, Jesus, I want to be with you. You can do that this morning. You can do that in the comfort of the very chair in which you're sat, the very pew in which you're sat. It is not about being a good person necessarily. It's not even about being a good, nice churchgoer necessarily. It is about saying yes to Jesus. Have you said yes to Jesus?
No.
Have you welcomed that invitation? Well, if you haven't, let me pray, and here's a chance for you to say yes to him in your own heart, in your own way. But if you want to say yes to Jesus, why don't you echo these words in your own heart this morning? Lord Jesus, thank you so much for the invite that you offer to me to be in your kingdom forever. And I recognize that the cost of the feast, this lavish banquet that you're preparing for those you love, is a price that you have paid. You have paid the price to take away all of my sins, all of the things that I've done wrong. And I receive and I accept what you've done for me. And I turn to you this morning because I want to live with you forever. I don't want to make any more excuses, Jesus. I want you this morning. And I thank you for your wonderful offer. In your name, Jesus, I pray. Amen. But as we carry on in a spirit of worship and prayer, Sarah is going to come and lead us in a time of prayer.